and we can't promise you you're going to make money on real estate, but you are, I think.
Yeah. We can't fathom you not making
instead
money.
Instead of paying rent and getting nothing back, you're going to have to pay that same amount of money, whether it's rent or a house payment.
But you can write it off, too.
Okay. You're going to write off the interest and taxes for sure.
Right.
What's it going to be worth in 5 years?
Yeah. You just can't figure that in a great investment.
But you have to. I mean, you have to think it is.
You do. You know? And I think it's good for the kids. I mean, I think it's very good
for
them.
Pride of ownership.
That's exactly right. And I mean, they'll probably have kids live with them. They'll take very good care of it because it's their house compared to renting a house.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think it's a win-win situation. Well,
Whether it's Angelo State, got a good little house. We have several people.
Yeah.
You know, we had a couple of people that actually Todd had sold to that bought a house here sight unseen. For their kids.
Yeah, I've done several for ASU people.
You know, it's
with
their
family
deal.
Not living here, so they want a place for their kids to live.
You know, and whether you're going to Tech or you're going to, the great University of Texas.
ASU.
I love ASU.
Thank you.
And what about, that's another school too, that's college somewhere. I don't know, whatever it is.
Would that be A&M?
Oh, that one. Yeah. Probably that'd be a good investment too.
Yeah. Those houses up there, though, people buy $500,000 ones because they have like 5 bedrooms. That's what they build up there.
Wow.
They don't build your 3 bedrooms. They build huge houses so that you can have 15,000 people.
So you can
people.
Even do a loan there?
You betcha.
An Aggie Land?
An Aggie Land.
No, I like Aggie Land too. We have universities.
We do. We really do.
So, but it's called why is it called a kiddie condo loan? These
just
condos.
Kiddie is just because it's a kid for a kid.
We got that. Okay, that's
yeah.
Easy
the condo, I don't know why that was. So probably it started out that they basically like in Austin.
In college,
it was probably condos. Yeah, I mean that's
the
what news, you did.
The,
so
the name's stuck there.
Mm-hmm. I think
actually,
that's probably why.
Did that.
That's exactly right. So I think
really,
that's
really
probably
well.
What it was.
So it's a good idea. Okay, so loans anywhere, you got that covered. Let's talk about the amount of loans you can get now because I know it's changed. I don't know why I still remember 67.5.
Oh my God! And you're going to ask me that question?
It's like 300 or say.
It is 297,000 something 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 some stupid silly number.
So just below
maybe 297,758.
Yeah, just below 300.
Yeah, it's something like that.
The for FHA
279.
Yeah, and what about VA?
I mean that's FHA. VA actually goes by the conventional. So it's that 453-1.
Okay.
They go by the what conventional goes by. They change as Fannie Mae changes.
And we had people say, well, I don't understand why jumbo, if you're getting a more expensive house, why you have to pay a higher interest rate?
It's because it's not conforming. It's not the norm.
It doesn't. Can I jump ahead on that question?
Uh-huh.
They sell packages. So when Valerie sells a loan, she does a loan, they put it in a package with maybe another 1,000 loans.
Correct.
And then they sell that whole package of 1,000 loans to this investor. Sometimes it is Freddie Mac or Fannie Mae, or an individual investor if it's conventional loans. Because they all are the similar, they're all uniformed. But when you get some that are not, that say you have an $800,000 house, that doesn't fit in. So it doesn't get to go in those little packages like that. So if it doesn't fit in a package, obviously it won't fit with a whole bunch of others. You know, so it's different. And being different costs more money.
Yeah, and another thing about the... I've got one right now that I'm doing. It ended up being like 600,000, let's say. You can do two separate liens, put 10% down, borrow 80% so you don't have MI, and then borrow 10% on a second lien. Really confusing, but you can do it if you're good.
Well, a little trivia. One thing that I was going to bring to that Senator Perry said, I'm going to say Governor Perry, Senator Perry said, and it is true. You know, one thing, he was talking about the amount of people that are moving to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those people are moving from California.
And there are. There's a lot of people from California.
The good and bad. Here's the good and the bad. They sold their house in California, let's say it was 800 square feet, for $1 million because it was on prime property. Okay.
Yeah.
So they come to San Angelo and they buy a house and to blink an eye, go whoop, and they pay a lot of money for it.
Right.
With nothing. So the prices keep going up and up, and they help our prices go up, which is good for that.
Right.
But what I didn't think of, and he has a point, you know, for just an average good family, good West Texas family, mom's working, dad's working, and they're pulling in $40,000, $50,000 a year, they're almost getting forced out of the housing market.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's kind of, you know, and I don't know how we're going to fix that because, you know, we've got a few builders, and Gretchen's working with the most of them, I think. And they're building some really, really nice houses in the money, but there's still $150,000.
Yeah, and it's hard. It is hard to build a house for $150,000.
Real hard.
I mean, it's very, very, very hard. They're having to really, my favorite, I'm not going to name names because that would be bad because I've got a lot of builders I love. But there's a lot of people that just can't afford more than 150. They can't afford more than 140. And so the builders in that price range are very, very, very important. Yes. Very important.
Well, and you start throwing your taxes on it right now in San Angelo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, exactly. And there's all sorts of bond programs that are available for
people. Well, let's talk about those bond programs.
For people, I can't speak. There is a city program, which I know people do not really, if you put that up, you don't get to play. There's people that do the city program on new construction in that price range, if the people are within the income limits. Yeah, but only on new construction. Otherwise, it's a state bond because there's too many things that will be required, and sellers then will hate your guts. So, but there are bond programs available if people make within the limits and they need some help with their down payment. And then ask the seller to pay the closing costs, and they can get in for basically their earnest money.
Wow, an earnest money. And, you know, yeah. San Angelo, I'm going to tell you all this about San Angelo. If you go to any city, I think in USA, they're going to laugh you to death if you say, you're buying a $500,000 house, a $200,000 house, even a $100,000 house, and you're putting $500 or $1,000 down for earnest money.
Mm-hmm.
In San Angelo, nobody blinks an eye. And this has been that way for, I've done this for 35 years.
Yeah.
And it hadn't changed. But yeah. anywhere else.
Yeah.
Oh. They think you're crazy.
They think you're a nutbag for that.
So I'm just telling you, that is a niche that we do that I don't know why it's that way, yeah. But it is.
Just different areas, different ways. We're set in our ways.
I will tell you this. I'm getting going. She's rushing me. We do have some new forms coming out.
I would love to see them.
I will have them. In fact, we'll go over them.
Yes, would you send them to me?
And I'd love to see them. I will do that for you because it's going to affect your job.
Yes,
especially
on
the appraisals.
I would love to see them.
And stuff like that. You're going to see different things come in. We do have a market that is fantastic right now. But if it keeps like it's going to keep going, I'd buy a house yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
What about the interest rates? They're
staying. I don't want to use the word consistent because they're not consistent, but I would say between 4.5 on a government, 4.75 on conventional if you've got really good credit. So they're still very good. They're under 5. Hello, people.
But everybody keeps swearing and promising those rates are going to go up.
Yeah.
You know,
I think everybody's expectations are, but it just hasn't yet. They started like they were really going to go sky high, and then they just kind of have leveled off a little bit.
My last NAR meeting, I had to go all the way to the Bahamas to meet on it. It was horrible. But that was the biggest deal they said. That was the main topic.
Eyes rolling.
but was the rates, the head economist for the nation.
Everybody thought it was going to happen. It just hasn't happened yet, which we're thrilled.
Early spring.
But we are saying lock in when you come in.
But
don't play the market.
Are we past early spring?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, April would be early spring.
So when
we're May now.
Yeah, we're getting real close to summer.
Yeah.
And the rates haven't gone up. So I'm saying if they're right at all, this summer, the rates surely should get into fives, wouldn't you think?
Oh, I would sure think so.
And the price of housing is going up and going down in San Angelo right now. You're going to see builders. I think they all hustled to finish up the Parade of Homes and got those finished. But you're going to see every builder I've talked to plans on starting a couple of houses ASAP.
Specs.
They have to. We don't have enough houses right now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wish they could get them in a lower price range. That's not going to happen. So they're going to be in a higher price range. But if you're in a position, Jeremy would be a perfect candidate. His house, he's going to make some money on his house from what he paid for it.
Let's sell that sucker and buy another one, Jeremy.
And go on up. Moving on up. So
to the east side?
Yeah.
Yeah, now that he got whatever Golden Globe he got or something.
Yeah.
For the fifth time or something.
Yeah, Golden Globe. Every time you turn around, he's getting another award.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to wrap it up because you got to get back to work. Tell him how to get a hold of you.
659-4949. Come see me, Valerie.
And if
I'm
swamped,
in Crockett National Bank on the third flooring. I'm on the third floor.
Leave a message.
I'll call you back or call my cell, 656-8111.
Or email and use a good way.
Or email me, valerie@mfsus.com.
Well, that was easy for her to say, wasn't it? Hey, folks, we appreciate you listening. Have a great one. Or catch us on Facebook. Bye-bye.